University presidents recently wrote Governor J.B. Pritzker a letter asking him to move higher education staff and students up to the 1B vaccination phase. But in a conversation with WCBU's Tim Shelley, the governor says that's unlikely.
Well, remember, we tried very hard to follow the recommendations of the Centers for Disease Control. They really set out the guidelines for the states who would be included in each phase. They chose, because of the, you know, the fact that there are adults involved in higher education, that they can mitigations are easier for them to have imposed, that professors and people in higher ed staff and so on could be put into the 1C category, or at least back behind K-12 teachers, for example. So we followed the guidelines of the Centers for Disease Control, and that's really why the priorities ended up where they are.
The university presidents say, though, that if they don't get, you know, vaccinated sooner rather than later, they're concerned that they're going to be full virtual in the fall semester, and that might result in, you know, students choosing to leave Illinois to go to school somewhere else. I mean, is that a concern with you as well?
Oh, well, we certainly want to make sure that we're providing all the mitigation that we can, as well as, you know, vaccinations, so the kids can go to school in the fall. I'm not as concerned about, you know, in that timeline. And before that, you know, one of the things we've done is worked with the University of Illinois. They've worked with the many other universities across the state and colleges to help them set up testing capability everywhere. And that's really helped the University of Illinois to avoid having many cases. They've got a positivity rate that's something like 0.2%. Which is, you know, amazing. As you know, we've got a statewide positivity rate, which is much better now, that's around 4.8%. So, you know, I feel like we're doing as much as we can at the moment, given that we don't have enough vaccinations for people who need them right now. I'm very frustrated by that shortage, frankly. And I've been screaming as loudly as I can at the federal government and the White House to make sure that we get as many doses as possible so that we can get them out to everybody that needs them, including those in higher education institutions.
And Governor, I mean, the frustration with the federal program has, you know, it's not only been you, I've heard it from a lot of different places. Has there been any consideration of going the path of, let's say, West Virginia and kind of taking our own path on that?
It's funny you ask. So 49 out of the 50 states chose to go the path of the federal pharmacy program. West Virginia is the only one that didn't. And part of the reason they didn't is they don't have very many long-term care facilities. Illinois happens to have more than average per capita. We have 1,700 facilities and many, many people in long-term care. So having the federal government, you know, the original thought, I think, for many of us was, boy, you know, we've got so much to do. Great if the federal government is going to pay other people, CVS and Walgreens, to vaccinate. But unfortunately, again, that program has turned out to be very slow. Why haven't we just fired them, basically? The answer is because that would actually slow it up even more. Taking those vaccines out of their freezers, moving them to some other facility, and then, you know, making sure that we ramp up the number of people who can go into these facilities to vaccinate, that just would take too much time. So instead, we went back to Walgreens and back to CVS and said, we got to go faster. And I have to say, they were very responsive. And that's one of the reasons why we'll be done with a first pass on every facility by February 15th. There's been a pretty good uptake, I want to point out, in those facilities. About 85-90% of residents are getting vaccinated. But the folks who work there, staff, are only getting vaccinated about 35-40%. It's their choice, but we've got to get people to agree to get vaccinated. We're doing everything we can to convince them, going to their union leaders and doing a campaign through them, making sure their supervisors are promoting it and so on. But there's more work to do in that regard, and frankly, in the broader population.
And you can hear an extended version of Tim Shelley's discussion with Governor J.B. Pritzker at WCBU.org.